It's that L to the I to the Z-Z-O. Ain't got no time for the street, 3PO book it. Never not looking, but I'm about to stack cookies. Looking at the sunset, the color was looking. Woman of the year, hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Give her three cheers, killing everyone up in the club. Cutting off the better so it's dish Will Smith and these hoes. You don't borrow work, pressing the cookies, say welcome to earth. Drop a meal, take off a scarf. Looks on my face like I make this look good. Capitalize your capital with a capital G. Giving out my secrets, man, y'all better pay me. Sucky people marry suckers, then they suck. Then they have sucky kids, they grow up, then what? They attend the sucky universities and take our money like it grow on trees. Cipher to the authorities and get confused when we conglomerate to the inner cities. Perched on streets, being super sketchy. Skid marks on their knees, they hands in their pocket. They walking by real fast in case we got that rocket. Boom, slam the door to their apartment. That sucky wife is pregnant with another sucky kid. I'm masking, went with an end, waiting on that media shower to rain down and bring all these sucks to their final hour.
Right now, I am talking to Girl Party's own Lizzo. What's good?
Oh, hi. What's up?
Not too bad. Just kind of rushing through some stuff. Yourself?
I'm chilling. I'm on vacation.
Nice. Where at?
Denver, Colorado.
Nice. I can only imagine what's going on out there.
Party. No. Relaxation.
Well, that's good. You've definitely been on your grind, so you deserve to kick your feet up.
Thank you.
Right on. Well, first off, you know, you're going to be coming out to the red carpet here in St. Cloud on April 10th with Girl Party. And for those that aren't in the know, how would you really describe Girl Party?
Girl Party is a collective of women who are good at what they do. And that just so happens to be hip-hop, rap, DJing, makeup, art direction. We have a bunch of creative women who we all just came together and decided to make a movement. And Girl Party is basically the manifestation of that movement.
All right, fair enough. And how'd you guys really all come together?
Well, it's been a long time coming. I met Manchita a while ago in the club, and we had been, you know, rapping together in the club, and obviously I met Sophia super early when I moved to Minneapolis, and like within like 4 months we started the Chalice together. But originally it was going to be me, Manchita, and Sophia Aris, who were going to be in this collective together, and or this rap clique. And it didn't happen because Manchita had to move to Chicago and whatever, you know, history told itself, what happened with me and Sophia and Claire de Lune. And when Manchita finally moved back, we decided to pick up where we left off. And we started moving forward with Girl Party. But, yeah, it started that way, kind of. Quinn happened to be my cousin. And she was also doing makeup for the Chalice and hanging out and doing makeup for us on our solo gigs. And she's a student at MCAD, so she was really into art direction. And so she got involved. And then we met Shannon Blowtorch at one of our shows. And she was like, I like what you girls are doing. Keep me in mind. I'd love to give you guys DJ lessons. And we were like, better to have you on the team to actually DJ. So I'm really excited about the crew of people, but it all happened really naturally, you know. It was a really natural, cool process.
Well, glad to hear it. And you guys have definitely been doing your thing for a minute here. And yeah, you guys just dropped your new mixtape tonight, earlier this month. And
yeah,
I'm a little surprised you guys decided to release it for free. Like, what was the thought process behind that?
Well, you know, we've been rapping together for, what, like 2.5 years, but we actually only had been out since July of 2013, so we hadn't really been out for too long. And if there's one thing we learned, it's like, take your time, don't rush anything, and do everything the right way that feels right to you. And I think that we just wanted to give everyone just a taste or an idea of what we do. And all of the music we have been performing at our girl party residencies, we wanted the opportunity to give to everyone who had been there as like a gift, as like a present, you know.
Right, right. And yeah, you guys definitely put on a hell of a show, I'm not gonna lie. You guys just tore down every spot I've seen you guys.
Thank you.
Not a problem. And, you know, with everything kind of coming together and you're kind of taking it back here, you said you're starting a movement. And how would you really describe the movement in general? Because I know it's very, like, feminist-centered, like bringing more kind of, like, female artists to the forefront, especially with your shows.
Right.
Like, what's the movement that you want to, like, really kind of transcend here?
We're just making sure that everything is fair, right? I think that if, you know, a male rapper blows up, that's fair because he's talented. But why can't there be as many female artists or female rappers out there? And there are so many good ones, you know? Like, what is holding us back? What's that net? What's that ceiling? And I think that we're basically just breaking the ceiling and making it more fair. Like, you look out there, and I want you to see as many good female rappers as there are male rappers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that that's slowly starting to happen. We've got, like, a bunch of amazing, like, female artists coming up that are rapping and kind of breaking the mold and, like, being themselves. And we're just another movement that is representing that, you know? It's not like saying, you know, anyone's better than anyone. It's just more so of doing it and having the opportunity as equal as the dudes have had, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You know, shattering the glass ceiling that's, well, just kind of set in place there.
Yeah, I don't think it's shattered. It is breaking, thanks to a lot of women, but yeah.
All right, well, would you say it's a little bit more difficult being a feminist within hip-hop, which kind of has a lot of, like, misogynistic tendencies and stuff that's geared away from women?
I don't think it's more difficult being a feminist anywhere. You know, I think that it's obviously hip-hop hasn't been feminist-friendly in the past. You know, there have been a lot of songs that are really degrading the women, a lot of music videos that have been really degrading the women. But I think that in order to be a confident person and to represent something confidently, you have to have no problem being that anywhere. So it's like, I have no problem being a feminist at a feminist festival, and I have no problem being a feminist in a room full of misogynistic rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that it's been fun, and I think it's been easy, and I think it's been respected, you know? And I think that a path is definitely there to be made.
Well, right on. You guys are definitely, you know, blazing trail right now, and I can't wait to see where you guys end up.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, not a problem. And going back to the show here, this is going to be one of the first times that you're reuniting with Harm, our superstar, on stage. You know, after...
Yeah, I know. We just played together in Austin. That's off my Southwest.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, my God. It was fun. It was cool because I was able to, you know, jump back into my old position. So basically, it was like Lizzo opened. It was the Totally Gross National Product Showcase, right? So, you know, Ponyboy played and Colcox played and a bunch of people played. And then I played and then Harmar played after me. So it was like I played and I ran and I put on the little shawl and my red lipstick and then I got to sing with Harmar again. And it was like a family reunion. It was really cool. It was like we all still knew all the songs and all the dance moves. And it's always fun. It's like we never stop every time I get the chance to play with them.
Oh, fair enough. And I can't wait to see you guys hopefully bust back in the routine there.
I think it's gonna happen.
Well, right on. And what would you say is the best part of working with Harmar in general?
Learning. I think that's the best part. He's he's such a good teacher. Like, he, I don't even know if he realizes it, but like everything that he does is very controlled. Like, there's a lot of method to the chaos, and I learned that being on the road with him, that everything that he does that looks unplanned, everything that he does that looks planned, is all very much planned, and he's a master performer, and it's really cool to see him work the audience and, you know, picking up tips on how to do that, how to win over a crowd, and how to make people feel comfortable, and how to be yourself without feeling weird, and how to shake your butt, you know, things like that. He does it very well.
That he does.
He does it very well.
Right on. And I was always wondering, was he kind of the connection for the Macaulay Culkin appearance in the Faded video?
Yeah, oh, definitely. While we were on tour, he's good friends with Max, like, and he came through on the Tijuana run, and so we met up in San Diego, and he was just kind of rolling with us, you know. He's a cool guy. He was just making sure everybody was okay. He was performing Never My Love, singing Adam Green's part every night. It was really cool. So, yeah, he ended up in the video because we were all in the desert together, and we were like, all right, how are we going to get Harmar to do this little sexy dance? And we, like, you know, we got Harmar to do a little sexy dance in his gang hoodie, and me and Mac and Ryan McMahon are just sitting there staring at him, and the way it happened was the way it looks is the way it happened, for sure. Magical moment.
That's well said, actually. Well said. All right. Well, speaking of, you know, some big names here, you've actually been doing a lot of great things solely, as, you know, your song Paris was featured on HBO's program Girls a few months back. And
yes.
I was wondering, how did that all come about? Like, I know Lena Dunham was, like, starting to talk about your music, and that's big. Like, how did that come about?
Shout out to Lena Dunham. I remember I got the phone call from a manager. He was like, well, we think that your song is going to be on Girls. And I was like, what? But I think that it happened through my music licensing company, Zinc Music. Shout out to Melissa over there who killed it. And I think that they just got my song into their hands. Like, the song wasn't even on the record. And basically, they sent everything. I sent them everything that I had. And they were like, all right, let's send everything she has out there. And they put it out there in the universe. And the music director of Girls and Lena Dunham, they felt like my music represented a lot of the characters on the show. And it represented what the show was trying to represent. And they chose the song, and it was a really cool moment in the show. They all did a cheers on Hannah's birthday to my song, and I was really, really proud. Really proud moment.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And have you made it to Paris since?
I've been to Paris before that. I wrote that song a long time ago. I wrote that song. It was supposed to be a Lizzo and Larva Inc. song. Yeah, my old electronic duo group. I wrote that like maybe 2 years ago, and then when I recorded it for Lizzo Bangers, it was a year after that. So by then I had already been to Paris, and we had shot footage out there to use in the future for that song. But yeah, and then we went again like in February, and it was really cool. It was really magical. We had a great time. We played on a boat.
On a boat?
Cool. We drank absinthe. Yeah, we played on this boat in the river in Paris, and we went to this crazy bar where there was like this improv band. They weren't even an improv band; they were like a cover band. So they were just like killing it. Like, they were playing like gospel almost. And me and Sophia drank absinthe, and she got that on film, and and we were just like going crazy. It was so fun. Paris was great. Next time we go, I want to go to the Crazy Horse nightclub. It's like this dance troupe that dances there. It's almost like, what's that movie where they're dancing on the tables? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Is that the one at the bar?
Yeah, they dance on the bar.
Coyote Ugly?
Coyote Ugly, yeah, except it's the Crazy Horse. And these girls are just like professionals. So we're going to check that out next time.
All right, and good to know about the Crazy Horse. I'm definitely going to write that one down here.
Yeah, check that out. It's in Beyonce's video, Partition. So
oh.
If you want to see Beyonce do it, yeah, those
oh,
are the
snap.
Girls.
Okay.
And they
okay.
taught Beyonce the routine.
Time's up. I'm jumping in the side door. beside yo. Disposition knows so my yo. A trio to a mountain making milestone. Gemstones ain't got nothing on my shine. Yo, a bido. The rules I make for Pajo. Shut it. I done it. Sun it. Jigga's favorite new artist, he ain't heard of. Prince give me mad dubs. Tighter than Michael Jackson's glove, the left one. A he wanna fall in love with me, he and she, he jelly. You ain't ready for it, and when you ready, I'll get Freddy. We adjacent on it. You complacent, homie. You a pencil, I'm erasing, homie. Better get big trick. And as I wrote that, my pen ran out of ink. Now look up irony and tell me what you really think. Never meet her, cause they live in Detroit and that city be lethal. Right. Can't buy liquor on a Sunday, what is you saying? But beyond that, man, can't complain. But beyond you, I can finally see the sand. Excuse me while I give myself a freaking tan. Kill them all like I'm the freaking son of Sam. It's like I'm a moose slamming you a piece of ham. Yeah, I will never touch you, rather you will never touch me. Good luck though. Running and running until I can't go. I click the picture that BS pocket. Partly polyethylene, partly a polygamic particle sparkle. That glitter ain't gold at all. She lying, new lying, defying the strike of the iron. That's hot. Step back from the tip, back get that from the tip for tat, red tip to tattooey. Right, I'm gonna find you. We stop that for the cross of two.
In the hallway, eating croissants and drinking tea.
Well, speaking of Europe, you know, you're also killing it out there with BBC Radio 1, as, you know, they're definitely showing you a bunch of love on with the, you know, Batches and Cookies and Faded right now.
Yes, yeah.
Where were you the first time you heard that Britain is playing your stuff?
Oh, man. I think I was in the UK. They were working really, really hard on, because what had happened was it was DJ Simtex. Well, no, actually, it was Phil and Alice. They had been playing my stuff, or they had been listening to my stuff for a while. And they told DJ Simtex about it, who came to one of my Harmar shows early. I think we were in Brighton. And he came to it, and he interviewed me for one extra. And from then on, like, Batches and Cookies was getting played, but I did an interview to kind of introduce the song. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
And it was, for me, in the moment, I was like, okay, is this natural? Like, what does this mean? Because I didn't really quite understand the BBC thing yet. I was like, is this their mainstream radio? It's like, what? I didn't really get it. And they were like, look, there's like 20 channels, and they're all BBC. There's BBC 1, 2, 3. And like, while I was out there, I was driving back and forth from like cities in the UK to London to go to the BBC studios and like do in studios there. Like, I did the Lauren Laverne show on Radio 6, and then I did this round table discussion on Radio 4, on BBC 4, and being there, it was surreal. I was like, I don't exactly know what's happening. It felt like a dream. And not until I was able to visit Radio 1 and they gave me the email, they were like, you are now getting played on Radio 1, which is something that we thought you wouldn't be able to do right now. That is when I was like, oh my God, you know, it had to be explained to me, but I was definitely present during the steps forward. I was like, okay, I'm on Radio 4, I'm on Radio 6, and they say Radio 1 isn't going to happen, and then boom, Radio 1 happened, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. I was so appreciative, and I'm just, like, still humbled by the way that they embrace my music over there. It's amazing.
I'll say, like, it just kind of came up out of nowhere. Like, next thing you know, I'm just hearing you, like, doing stuff overseas. Like, oh, wow, this is happening really, really fast. Good for you.
I know. A huge thanks to Harmar Superstar for allowing me to go to Europe with him and sing back up with him and be able to show people what I have. And shout out to DJ Syntex, who came all the way out to my show, which he normally doesn't do, and interviewed me and got me on One Extra. Like, there were a lot of key players, you know. To Eden, he's my radio guy out there, and he was working really, really hard for people to hear my stuff. Like, there were a lot of people working really hard as soon as we found out that we were going to Europe, and we didn't know how they would receive it, but they received it really, really well. So super excited about that.
Well, right on. And one thing I've noticed is there's a difference in musical taste between the U.S. and the U.K. audiences. As you know, the U.S. is more kind of like, let's follow trend, let's follow suit, as the U.K. audiences are a little bit more about what's new, what's hip, what's on the cusp of blowing up. And so from your experiences, what kind of differences did you notice in between the two audiences' musical tastes?
I think the difference, one of the main differences, is that over there, they like what they like. And for instance, you could play an unsigned, virtually unheard of artist on the radio, on the BBC there. And in America, you could not do that because it's Clear Channel. And you're going to be played on, like, college radio, or you're going to be played on, like, you know, NPR, but you're not going to get the chance to be on the mainstream Clear Channel radio because there's just certain levels to it in America that are different in the UK. In the UK, you can just, you know, you can have that airtime without there being, like, a money issue.
Okay.
So I think that that's one of the major things. Like, the reason why they have the access to it is because they're allowed to play it. And I think that in America, they would say the same thing if we were allowed to play just anybody on the Clear Channel stations, you know, on, like, the major hit stations. But we're, unfortunately and unfortunately, however you want to look at it, we aren't. So that just changes the way that the tastemakers kind of view America.
Fair enough. And would you say there's a little bit difference in, like, tastemakers in general with just America? You'd say there's, like, you have to get in with the right people, you have to get in with, like, the right companies in order to make that happen?
Yeah, you got to get in with the right people. You got to, like, you got to know somebody here, man. And I guess you got to know somebody everywhere, but I think it's a little easier to get through to that somebody, at least I would say. And there's nothing wrong with either way. You know, I think that America has been the forefront and the leader of pop music since Elvis, you know what I mean? And that's why everyone would come over to America to try to break it big, because we were the original taste makers. Like, we made or broke pop. And I think that we have such a high standard that it's continuing to this day. And, you know, the day that I'm able to break that, I'm going to be super excited. But until then, I have to keep working hard. And I think that's only going to make me a better artist.
Well, absolutely, and I'd be amazed to see where you're going to go from here, because you set the bar pretty high, so I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Well, you know, speaking of everyone, you know, in the know, you know, you're doing a thing out here in Minnesota, which is just having, like, a heyday with, like, just spectacular artists all around, and
yes.
I just want to know, who are some artists that you're checking for out here?
Man, there's so many good people, and it's, like, it's hard to, like, to say, because a lot of them are already pretty successful. Like, I love Caroline Smith. Caroline Smith is super successful, and I think that she's a great writer, you know, amazing performer, a phenomenal woman and businesswoman, and I respect her, you know, a lot. But, and her new record is so good. It's R&B, and it's, like, taking it back. It's, like, TLC. It's so, like, just well put together. Also, obviously, out of the same camp as Alan Kingdom. Alan Kingdom is, I think he's out of Totally Gross. Ryan Olsen's producing his record. Like, he produced mine, and his mind is really interesting. Like, he goes up to a place that most vocalists or, like, lyricists don't go to right now, and he says really challenging things. He also sings, which is really important nowadays, like, using your voice as the best instrument as it can be, and he has a great singing voice, too. So he's good. He's really good. And
I'm trying to think of, like, one more person who's just, like, killing it. And it's, like, a rock since, you know?
Yeah. Klokox?
I was thinking Klokox, but these are all those are totally gross artists, and I don't want to be like, well, I really like all of the artists on my label, you know? But yeah, Klokox, phenomenal rock music. Like, if you try to describe them to anyone, it's just rock. They're like, what kind of rock? Is it going to be like, you know, butt rock? Is it like electronic, weird? No, it's just rock. It's amazing. Like, they have styles that sound as, like, really classic Radiohead, classic Beatles, just classic rock you'll get from them. They're super talented, all very skilled musicians, and really fun to watch. So,
very true.
Yeah.
And plus, it doesn't hurt that you were in the Pigeon Lung video as well, so.
Oh, man. I was.
Well, right on. And, you know, one name that I was kind of surprised you haven't mentioned yet is, you know, your roommate, Sean Anonymous.
Sean Anonymous, yeah, that is my roommate. Sean Anonymous is great. That's why I feel like Sean Anonymous is killing it, just like Caroline Smith is killing it, and these are some of my closest friends. So I don't be like, yo, my favorite artist right now is like my best friend, you know what I mean? But it's true, like Sean Anonymous is killing it, and I love performing with him. We always get to get down and do our songs together, and I get to play flute. He's the only person I get to play flute with thus far, so yeah.
Really?
Sean Anonymous. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's dope. And yeah, I was going to say, I saw you two together at his birthday bash back at First Ave, and you two were definitely killing it on stage.
But, oh my God, we had so much fun up there.
It looked like it. And what is it like living with that dude? Because I know there's like a bunch of people in that house. You got Philip Morris now. And yeah, what's it like over there?
It's cool. We're all pretty much, like, we all are on like crazy different schedules. Like, I'm kind of barely in town lately, and Sean has been touring as well, and we'll have people be like, all right, I gotta go to my show, and I'm like, all right, I gotta go to my show, or, you know, we're just like always kind of in and out. But then there's days where we both have nothing to do and we're both sitting there and we just like literally like go hoarse from laughing for like hours, like just sitting in the living room, you know. So it's really fun. There's also a lot of vegetarian meals being cooked because we both don't eat meat.
Really?
Yeah, we don't eat meat.
Mind if I ask why?
Philip Morris eats meat. I don't know why Sean doesn't eat meat. He's been a vegetarian for a long time, though. I stopped eating meat because I read an article back in 2007 about the FDA approving cloned animals for consumption. I just felt like that wasn't very fair, you know, to humans or, you know, to the livestock. I just don't think that's very fair.
Oh, that's fair.
And it should say, like, cloned cow on the packaging. That's all I got to say about that.
Well said. that's a pretty fair statement to have on your packaging.
But, yeah.
All right.
You just cloned and died. I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm done.
No, it's all good. Yeah. What's up with the club? Because there's all this talk of the club, yet I've yet to see, like, anything, like, come out of this.
The club. Oh, the club. The club, we played some shows like a year and a half ago. The club is always going to just be the entity that Mike McLan, Spider Baby, La Manchita, and Lizzo, or I'm sorry, Zero Kool-Aid, that's his name, represent. Like, it's just grimy fun and 2% muck. It's going to, I mean, I don't think we're ever going to put anything out. I think we're always just going to have our songs. And whenever they put on the club signal, we'll be there.
All right. Fair enough. I've actually heard just nothing but rumors out of, like, I go to shows here and there, and then I'll hear, oh, the club's over here. Oh, the club's in the building. Like, what is the club? What's going on here?
That's so funny. Yeah, the club. We're definitely a thing. It happened, and it's happening right now probably somewhere.
Well, fair enough. Well, I'm looking forward to hear more from, you know, the club popping up in the club. So.
Yeah, the club is in the Robbie with a shirt off.
And big thanks to Lizzo, as she will be coming to the Red Carpet Nightclub a week from tonight, April 10th, Thursday night, as part of Girl Party Performing 4, the KVSC Move to the Groove Boogie Down with Harmar Superstar and Bamba Deluxe. And tickets are now available online and at the Electric Fetus, so pick them up now, as this is a show you are not going to want to miss, believe me. Of course, be on the lookout, as Lizzo is making big moves right now. So in the meantime, why don't we bring you something sweet? Here's her song, Batches and Cookies, featuring
her girl party co-patriot, Sophia Aris, here on your Sound Alternative 88.1 FM, KVSC.
Batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, got my batches and cookies, I 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 got my batches and cookies, got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my remember that gooey gooey you took and said ooey ooey, I need two or two at least for my baby booey ooey. Floating like boobies, they got a nice pair like some boobies, and you high up that doobie doobie with your mystery machine.
Scooby.
Feeling bad where you should be, BB don't make nothing cheapy.
Oopsie.
Hanging with them creepy creepies that sit in them bathroom peepees, looking holy holy while looking through them holy holies. Holy guacamole, you got that gooey, now you a funny.
I got my
batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies. I got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies,
I got my
batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my
cream,
got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my batches and cookies, I got my cream. Outside of the club, but I'm drip, drip, dripping, shaving sweet. Cinnamon on skin with a hooligans. Y'all came to rock and we came to hop. But I'm swinging a lip, swing high to the eye. Go and take that sip, got milk in the thigh. Saw dude on side, he paid some green. Too bad my high process was a dream, dream. What does it mean? It means I think you take from me. Unless it's just on DMT, that's all up in my energy. Yeah, yeah. Gonna place that bet if you want them testing. My possessed with a bullet vest and a curious chest. Got the M on the brain, but I have the best. Hey, I'm pumped up, call me dough cooking. Cookies Saturday, soul tooking. Batches in a row looking. Magic is all hell we living. Never ever will we give in to a wack beef. Laser beak in these black streets, get it. So fear and we get it. Haters will forbid it. They fall into the minutes, figures of imagination. Now I want food in the nation. We the ones that did escape, and then we found some new ovens and we made it.
Sixpence and I'm none the richer. Cut a d**k up and hung him like Jack the Ripper.
What?
Undo your zipper. Get on your knees and get ready for the industry in a nutshell.
Get it.
Them goods don't get got if it's the only thing you got. Better keep them in that hot black pot. The only thing colder than the local talent are the winds.
Yeah.
Thrift store shopping look like Anna Wintour.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta ask about it cause I've been her. Riding in them chariots like we ain't been her. Yeah, sure, you
yeah.
know. Yeah, sure, you
yeah.
know. Yeah, sure, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Rapping and rapping and I've been steadily stacking. I put these in napkins and tuck them down for a nap. And apologies to the capital because I don't pay my capital. If you happen to hear this, then pretend that you didn't at all. Stop.
I got my
I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got my I got